The Department of Justice has released a highly anticipated report from an investigation into the Chicago Police Department. The findings show a pattern of Chicago police disregarding people's constitutional rights.
The Department of Justice has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that the Chicago Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of use of excessive force in violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Our investigation found that this pattern or practice is in no small part the result of severely deficient training procedures and accountability systems.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced the findings of the investigation. One of the largest departments in the country has been plagued by accusations of brutality, bad relations with residents, especially minorities. A report from a city task force commissioned by Mayor Rahm Emanuel has already corroborated those complaints. Lori Lightfoot, president of the Chicago Police Board and partner at Mayor Brown Law Firm, says the entire community wants this report to be the first signal that in Chicago, the worst may be over.
Well, how can they not have despair? When we look at the neighborhoods that are most crime-plagued, we see the incredible amount of shooting and of course, homicides, coupled with the fact that the clearance rates for homicides by the police department and the detective division are abysmal. However, we have to tackle that. We have to shine a spotlight on what's not working, and we have to come up with concrete solutions. We can't afford to simply wash our hands and say it's not our problem. It's people in those neighborhoods. This is a citywide crisis, and it requires a citywide response and leadership to address it. But we owe it to the most vulnerable, youngest of those victims who are not able to stand up for themselves. We've got to do better for them.
I may be out of line with this question, but how long do you think it will take for the police to be viewed as peacemakers in the most troubled neighborhoods of Chicago as opposed to actual combatants?
Well, I think that they are viewed as peacemakers in neighborhoods all over the city. We can't paint with a broad brush and condemn the entirety of a 12,000 member force as being, you know, the armed invader. There are clearly challenges. There's no question about that. But there is progress everywhere. We just need to scale that up, and we need to build on the successes.
Of course, there's wasted lives and the violence that continues and the language that's being used about the police department, broken system, discriminating, racist in some cases. How long does it take for those scars to heal?
Well, I think that you have to do the work every single day. Every encounter with a citizen is an opportunity for change and to do better and to right the ship. And that's what really is important. The superintendent has spent a lot of time over this last year doing the right thing, going into neighborhoods, making himself available. And that is also obviously critically important. But the hard work comes way down the line with the officers on the beat when they get to the point where they recognize that better relationships with the community, more effective relationships with the community is every bit of important a tool in their toolkit as their gun and their badge. When that is something that is understood and is worked towards every single day at the street level, then we can say we've got success. But we're not there yet, but that's what our objective and goal ought to be.
Look, Lori, I know you're tough as nails, and I hear in your voice, though, a sense of optimism, and I'm kind of surprised by that. Is that what I'm hearing?
I am optimistic, and I feel like I need to be and should be. These are solvable problems. They are hard problems. They are tough. There are going to be people who are never going to buy in. But the police department remains one of the most important institutions in our city. And when I think about these problems and why I force myself at times to be optimistic when otherwise it feels very bleak is because I have a child and I think about her safety. And I think about all the other mothers across the city and particularly those mothers and fathers living in these crime-plagued neighborhoods who don't have the luxury of being able to move someplace else, turn the corner and go away, that they've got to live there and they've got to deal with the realities on the ground. For them, I must remain, and we all must remain optimistic and diligent and tough-minded to solve these problems because we need to do that for those kids. They deserve to live in a neighborhood that is safe. They deserve to live in an environment where they don't have to be taught at the earliest possible age what duck and cover is. And unfortunately, that is the reality in way too many of our neighborhoods. When I think about that, it makes me upset, but it also makes me determined to help and do what I can in my small way to help solve these problems.
Lori Lightfoot is president of the Chicago Police Board and a partner at Mayor Brown. Lori, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.